The closer we get to tip-off here at the Golden One Center, the more excited we are about the Kings and the Suns tonight on Sacktown Sports. And, you know, Christmas night on Sacktown Sports, we've got a football game, Drapes. San Francisco 49ers taking on the Ravens. Could be the game of the year. Nice stuff to join us with more on that. Three-time Pro Bowl safety, 49er TV analyst, the one and only Dante Whitner. Dante, thank you so much for your time. Before we get into Brock Purdy, I just want to ask you about this game this week. Stopping the run, is that the 49ers' biggest concern against Baltimore?
Absolutely. They're the number one offense, running offense, in the entire NFL, and that's led by Lamar Jackson, who can really use his legs at any time. So the 49ers are going to have to be on high alert. Hopefully they can get one of their starting or even both starting defensive tackles back in Eric Armstead and Javon Hargrave, because they desperately need it.
Dante Whitner joining us here on The Drive, guys. Dante, when you look at Lamar Jackson, and I know you've gone against, you know, some great scrambling quarterbacks, how much does the secondary and the second and third level of the defense have to pay attention to what he's doing as well?
Well, it's every level of the defense. First, it starts with the interior getting a push and keeping the integrity with the inside run gaps. And then the defensive ends and how they rush. You can never get past the quarterback, and you have to make sure you're good and outside, because he can really hurt the defense if he gets outside of the defensive ends. Then the linebackers, dropping in space, pursuit angles, understanding where your leverage is, where your help is to be able to place some of those tackles. And then in the secondary, they're going to have to really put a lot of effort into plastering, which means that you're covering the guys. And then once he breaks the pocket, you have to stay with those guys, and then the pursuit angles from the secondary as well. I think the 49ers had 14 missed tackles last week versus Arizona. That won't get it done versus the Baltimore Ravens.
Dante Whitner with us. And Dante, we've been talking a lot this week about your comparison of Brock Purdy to Tom Brady, and you have a unique perspective on that. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't your first interception against Tom Brady? I'm wondering if you can
Correct.
share that memory with us, how that happened, how you remember that play.
Well, I remember missing the entire offseason because I was a number 8 pick, and I sat out because of a contract dispute. I had 1 week of preseason. I think the first game of the season, we opened with the New England Patriots on the road, and at the time, the Buffalo Bills were on a 12-game losing streak versus the New England Patriots. We played them tight all ball game. We were down 5 points in the fourth quarter, and he tried to throw an out pattern to a tight end. I picked it off, ran it back, and unfortunately, ex-49er and Buffalo Bill Nate Clements was called for a clip on the play, and we ended up losing that game. But, it was just a young pup, wet behind the ears, went for it, got the ball, and ran it back.
Wow.
Man, that's interesting. All right, Dante, let's get to the meat of it, big fella, because you had some comments the other day regarding Brock Purdy and, you know, not only comparing him to the great Joe Montana, but also maybe we should start talking about comparing him to Tom Brady. Could you just reiterate those comments? Because I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. I don't want to misconstrue exactly what you were saying when you said that.
Well, I'm forecasting greatness. Did you see what Tom Brady did once he became the franchise quarterback for the New England Patriots with a bunch of doubters, people not thinking that he can get it done? In his second year, he led the New England Patriots to a Super Bowl when it wasn't supposed to be his job. I think that Drew Bledsoe was coming off one of the first $100 million contracts in quarterback NFL history, and it was almost impossible for Tom Brady to capture that spot, to have success throughout the season and lead that team to the Super Bowl. And I feel the same about Brock Purdy, from a guy who was drafted the last pick in the 21 draft. And for somebody who wasn't expected to be the starter, having Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance, number 3 overall pick, who the 49ers gave up a lot to get. It's almost impossible for Brock Purdy to become the 49ers starting quarterback. And ever since he's been in there, with all of his top playmakers and left tackle, I believe that he's like 19-0. And if they can keep everybody healthy, I believe that Brock Purdy is going to lead the 49ers to the Super Bowl. Being that he's such a young quarterback, the confidence that you exude when you get all the way to that end goal and you win it, I believe that I believe that Brock Purdy, if he wins it this year, he could run off 3-4 championships as a 49ers franchise quarterback, and then people will see what I'm talking about.
It makes a lot of sense.
Well, Dante, and I'm going to push back on you here because I got to cover Tom Brady for a number of years out there in Boston. And what we've seen from Tom Brady, maybe I'll agree with you from an early Tom Brady standpoint. You know, that New England defense when he won his first couple of Super Bowls, they were fantastic. But Tom Brady went to Tampa and won. I don't know if you place Brock Purdy on any team in the NFL, he will elevate that franchise the way Tom Brady did. And I maintain, Dante, let's let it play out with this guy. We're anointing this guy maybe possibly the next Tom Brady, possibly the next Joe Montana, when really, when you look at it, Dante, and this is just my opinion, everything changed for the Niners not when Brock Purdy became the quarterback. It's when they got CMC. I think Christian McCaffrey is the MVP of this team. I think Christian McCaffrey should be talked more about as the MVP of this league. Brock Purdy's putting up fantastic numbers, Dante, but I don't know if you plug him in, let's say, Carolina, does he elevate them? Like, Tom Brady, no matter where you put him at, he was going to elevate that team. I just have a hard time comparing Brock to the all-time greats just yet.
Well, Tom Brady needed certain elements to be successful as well. If you take his top playmakers and Mike Evans and Goddard and a lot of those guys away, I think that it would be tough for him to have success as well. And knock on Brock Purdy is he has so many different playmakers around him, and it makes the game so much easier. Well, a lot of those guys don't make it easier when you're anticipating throws and you have to read blitzes. You have to maneuver outside the pocket to create extra plays. And when you look at the data, you look at the statistics, not even just the data from this year. Let's look over from the last three decades. Last three decades, the big-time throw rate, guess who's number one? It's Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is only 14th when it comes to benefiting from yards after the catch. And when you think about Kurt Warner during the 1999, during the greatest show on turf, when he had Ricky Prawl and Torrey Holt and Marshall Faulk and all of those different guys, he still won the MVP award. And that year, Marshall Faulk had a historic year with over 1,000 yards on the ground and 1,000 yards receiving. I believe he went on to win offensive MVP that year. And then when you think about Patrick Mahomes and how dependent he's been on the yards after the catch, when he won his two MVPs, he was number one in beneficiary for yards after the catch. Brock Purdy isn't just distributing the ball around. He's taking the skill position players and that great talent around him, and he's elevating it. We haven't seen the ability to throw the ball past 20 yards, 25 yards with any of the other quarterbacks that Kyle Shanahan was implementing into his offense. Brock Purdy unlocked that key to the 49ers offense, and they're not just running the ball now. They're depending on those explosive plays that's being drawn up by Kyle Shanahan and executed by Brock Purdy and his skill position players. So, yeah, I agree that Christian McCaffrey should get some votes, but without a franchise quarterback, if you stick Nick Mullins with all of these skill players, 49ers aren't near as good as they are on offense.
Dante Whitner joining us. Dante, yesterday we talked to Ian Eagle, and he said last week he was doing the game in Arizona. He talked to Kyle Shanahan, and he said Kyle Shanahan told him Brock Purdy is elevating. Yeah, there's great playmakers on this team, but Brock Purdy is making their jobs easier this year. I want to ask you, as far as Brady and Purdy, and obviously expectations when they first came into the league were similar, but as far as how they play, what stands out to you as the biggest similarity in the way those two guys play football?
Well, not only just Tom Brady, I would even go as far to say Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan, Eli Manning. When we played him in the NFC Championship, he was one of those top quarterbacks that could. It starts with the ability to understand geometry and how 11 guys are placed on the field. It starts with being able to read the secondary and the mannerisms and the width and the depth of the safeties, the positioning of a nickelback, the cornerback, are they off 5 yards, 10 yards, 9 yards, and the positioning of the linebackers and defensive tackles. I explain it like that to say that to be a top quarterback in the NFL, it's not only knowing what the offense is doing and getting the ball out quickly, is being able to absorb all of that information from the defense with player positioning and player mannerisms. For example, if a nickelback is inching in, he's inside leverage, his eyes are strong in the backfield, that'll tell a quarterback something. The best quarterbacks can read positioning and mannerisms and tells them where to go with the football. That comes from 4 years of being a starter at Iowa State, which is why Brock Purdy make it look so easy right now in executing the 49ers game plan.
Dante Whitner joining us here, the Drive Guys, Sactown Sports, 1140. When you look at the Niners season so far, they had that dip. Obviously, injuries played a big part of that. What do you think has been, I guess, the most, not surprising, but special thing that this team has done? Is it bring it night in and night out, week in and week out? Because when you look at what the Niners are doing, Dante, especially when they face the so-called best of the best, these games aren't even close. You run through Dallas. No. You run through Philly. Like, what's the gap there between them and the rest of the NFC?
It's a huge gap. And there's a disparity between the coaching staff and the execution, the game plan that Kyle Shanahan is putting on the field, the individual players from the 49ers on both sides of the ball. But I would say the biggest surprise has been how the offense has really carried this team for majority of the season. I think that we can all agree heading into the season, we felt like the 49ers defense would be the strength, like we're accustomed to seeing. And then the offense would be secondary, ball control, get the ball to Debo, Christian McCaffrey, and try to win games in that matter. And I think it's been far from reality. I think the 49ers offense has shown that right now they're carrying the team, and the 49ers defense is secondary to their success. So I would say, if anything, it's the changing of roles between the offense and defense.
Dante, I made the comparison between Purdy and Montana weeks ago. It just, you know, watching was like, he just reminded me of Joe. And then we had Jesse Cipolla on, and he said the same thing. We know Jerry Rice just said that. As good as Brock Purdy has been so far, we know he's been, you know, far exceeded expectations. Is there one thing you can think of now where, you know, he's only been in the league 2 years? Is there anything he can do to get better? In what areas could he still become a better quarterback in your views?
I don't know if there's anything that he can do to get better. Look at all the numbers look at all the numbers that's indicative of quarterback success. When you're throwing the ball at 70% completion rate, that's 7 out of every 10 passes are being called. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's historic, right? And look at his touchdown to interception numbers. Most of those interceptions came during that 3-game losing skid when he tried to push the ball down the field, and the defense from Minnesota was really just keyed in on the routes. They didn't have to really respect the play-action running game, and he's trying to win the game from behind. Look at his big-time throwaway, number one in the last 3 decades. Look at all the statistical categories. There's not much that Brock Purdy can do to be that much better. I think that if he continues what he's doing, the 49ers will continue to win. I think the only thing that he can do is capture that MVP and then lead the 49ers to the Super Bowl, but not only lead them there, he has to come away with that victory. But Brock Purdy right now is up in the top echelon of quarterbacks in the league.
Dante Whitner joining us. Dante, you know, my final point on this whole Brock Purdy discussion, he's playing great, phenomenal. He should win MVP this year. But you just pointed out a bunch of numbers, and I go back to last year, and I'm not saying Brock Purdy is Jimmy Garoppolo or vice versa, Jimmy Garoppolo. But the 6 games with CMC that Jimmy Garoppolo played, Jimmy Garoppolo had a 70% completion percentage. He had 9 touchdowns and 1 interception. So for me, I look at it as, yes, Brock is doing, you know, the numbers are fantastic. But Jimmy did that also. And so I feel like I'm making this into a CMC versus Brock Purdy comparison, but we can't, you know, discount what CMC has brought to this team.
No, we can't discount it. I'm not discounting it. I understand how valuable a great running game is to the success of any quarterback. And it actually starts with the running game, because every team says we have to run the ball to be able to use the play action and get us into third and short. So I believe that, you know, he is an MVP caliber player. I do believe so. I think that the intent for every defense is to take him out of the game, running the football and receiving it out of the backfield, and he continuously does it. He continuously create explosive plays on the ground. So I think that he deserves some of those MVP votes, but I think that you need a certain type of quarterback caliber of Brock Purdy, where not just the ability to do what Kyle Shanahan wants him to do, it's the off-schedule things. Mm-hmm. I think that his mobility and his athleticism is, you know, is highly underrated. And that's what takes the 49ers offense to the next level. It's not really getting the ball out 70% comparison between himself and Garoppolo. It's the extra stuff. It's when Kyle Shanahan doesn't draw the play up exactly the way it should and it's covered, Brock Purdy unlocks something with those types of background football, I mean backyard football, like Lamar Jackson does, and just his own way.
Pardon me, Dante. Yeah, thanks very much for your time. Hey, real quick, before we let you go, no, you got to go. Do you think this game this Christmas, is this a preview of the two teams we're going to see in the Super Bowl?
It's definitely a preview of the two teams we could possibly see in the Super Bowl. I think Miami still has a chance. Vic Fangio has a defense plan with Chubb and all of those guys with his formula. And then you have Tua and Tyreek Hill and all those guys on the outside that can create explosive plays and what Mostert is doing. I think you can never count out Kansas City. So Baltimore is going to be in one of those three coming out of the AFC. I think the 49ers are just so much stronger, head and shoulders above the rest of the NFC, that it's almost, if they stay healthy, a guarantee for them to make it to the Super Bowl. So I think it's the 49ers and one of those three from the AFC.
You mentioned Lord Fangio, great defensive coordinator. Do you think that 49er defense that he ran that you played on, would you guys be able to slow down this 49er offense?
I believe that, yeah. I believe that we would, because we were had the ability to stop the run with light boxes. We'd be able to keep a guy over Brandon Ayuk. We'd be able to manipulate Brock Purdy with the width and the depth of our safeties and our nickelback. So I think that we would make it very difficult on him, but still, they have Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle. You have to pick your poison in individual players that get caught on him one-on-one. They have to win their one-on-one. So, yeah, I think that we beat them, and the score will be somewhere like 28-17.
Wow.
Dang, he got a score, too.
Dante, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Happy holidays. We hope to talk to you again soon. Enjoy the game.
Happy holidays, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Dante. All right.
That's
all
great.
Right. He made some good points. He made some great points. I thought I made some excellent points as well.
Yeah, that's good for you.
The thing about it, Whitey, when it's all said and done, the games will tell us everything we need to.
You made your
compare
same,
to Brady, Montana, let's let it play out.
You made your same points you always make.
Exactly.
Yeah, Chris McCaffrey's really good and Jimmy Garoppolo, and that's, you know.
The numbers back me up. That's all I'm saying. The numbers back me up.
Jay, you want to take us a few more? Should we go a few more minutes here, or we take a break now? I know we went long.
Well, I'm forecasting greatness. Here.
Yeah,
let's keep going. Keep going, man. You got about four or five minutes.
Yeah,
I just want to talk. I just want to talk a little bit about my guy Dante talking about his forecasting greatness. I love that.
He said forecasting greatness.
Well, I'm forecasting greatness.
Come on, man. Forecasting
great
greatness
answer,
there.
Because you're trying to pin him down like, wait, he hasn't done it yet. He said, well, I'm forecasting
greatness.
And he, great he answer.
You know what? He can do that. You know, a second-year player, why not? You know, go for it. But I could have said that about 20 other quarterbacks that come in the league. Wait, Dak Prescott. I could have forecasted greatness for Dak.
Nah, you saw Dak didn't have it in his utility box there, Drapes. Come on, man. You knew that. You knew good and God well, man. He didn't have it, brother.
Come on now. I don't understand why we can't just accept the fact that everything has been tailor-made for Brock Purdy to have success. Now, he's taken it and running with it, yes, but the moment guys are banged up, it all falls apart. And so when I think about the elite quarterbacks, the Montanas, the Bradys, the Mahomes, they can go out there and win you a game when things aren't going.
How's Patrick Mahomes doing this year? Struggling a little bit, huh?
Yeah, but it's all about the Super Bowl and the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Like, that last year's Super Bowl team wasn't that much better than this year's Chiefs team. I'm saying Brock Purdy Not that he's a game manager, because I think that minimizes what he does. I'm just saying, it's like being a golfer and it's sunny and 80 every day. Well, what happens when it starts raining? What happens when you got to go play in the British Open and it's 20-mile-per-hour winds? Those, to me, are the greats. Not when everything is perfect, everything is well-manicured, the ideal conditions. That's why this will be a big game, and I want to see it in the Super Bowl. I want to see it when maybe you aren't fully healthy.
I understand your point, but the one thing you're missing about Brock Purdy is this. Sometimes with the way the 49ers play, it looks like everything is perfect because of Purdy.
Great point.
The way he plays makes it look
That's not a good point.
Wow. This is just everything so easy for him. He makes it look easy. He does in this offense. He's the perfect quarterback for this offense, and that's not a mark against him. Every team wants the perfect quarterback for their offense. Every team, and the 49ers appear to have found it.
Nah.
Drapes,
So far, so good, Jay.
It wasn't his fault that Jake Moody missed a field goal. He got them down to where they needed to be, and Moody missed a field goal.
Come on now.
It was a 40-yard field goal. Wait, hold on, Drapes, real quick.
Tackling on the Iuk reception.
But that's not Purdy's fault, Drapes.
Come on. But you saying he got him there.
He did.
He didn't make any great throws or anything
like
that.
He made the necessity for
an 11-yard pass, and Iuk took it an extra 15, 20
Garoppolo
yards
wouldn't have put it in the hands, though. There's other quarterbacks who we see every week, Drapes, who's not capable of even getting that pass to that wide receiver, though.
We'll get back to it. We'll take a quick timeout. Could the NFL's MVP
greatness,
be decided this week at Levi's? We continue to forecast greatness here with the Drive Guys on Sacktown Sport.
Game, the franchise quarterback for the New England Patriots with a bunch of doubters, people not thinking that he can get it done. In his second year, he led the New England Patriots to a Super Bowl when it wasn't supposed to be his job. I think that Drew Bledsoe was coming off one of the first $100 million contracts in quarterback NFL history. And it was almost impossible for Tom Brady to capture that spot, to have success throughout the season and lead that team to the Super Bowl. And I feel the same about Brock Purdy.
The Drive Guys, live and local, every afternoon, Monday through Friday on Sacktown Sports.
That was the hitman, Dante Whitner, just joined us here. And I got a question for you, Jay, because my favorite part of that interview, and obviously all the Purdy stuff was great, and we'll talk about it here in a second, a lot of reaction to it. But my favorite part was Dante seeing that his Niners, you know, the 2011, 2012 Niners, would beat this team 28-17. I love that.
Yeah.
How are they scoring 28 with
that? Yeah, I don't know with Alex Smith. I was sitting there thinking in my mind. I said, man, I don't know where he's going, but
maybe
I get it.
Pick six. He might talk in a couple defensive touchdowns.
I thought he was going to, honestly, fellas, I was like, I thought he was going to say 20-17, 17-14,
right. Yeah.
You know, a slobber knocker, as they say.
Oh, we beat him 28.
You're not getting. Where was that 28 when we needed it?
I know. Could have used that about 11 years ago. Yeah. So a lot of reaction on the chat, huh? Drapes.
Yeah, a lot of people fired up. Obviously, coming to Brock Purdy's defense. Somebody from the 916, Dante Hittner, just destroyed your Eagles-loving fan, Niners Purdy-hating co-host. Shut him down trying to discount Purdy. Somebody also said, is there a scenario years down the road where Drapes could acknowledge Purdy as being one of the greats, or is he just tainted for his career in his eyes? Of course there is.
Good question.
And I've said it. Let's let it play out. Ultimately, the career, the numbers will dictate it. But Brock Purdy is his record in playoff games, what, 2-1 so far?
Nah, he's 2-0, man. Stop that.
Yes. No.
And he played three plays. Don't.
If I go to Pro Football Reference, Jay.
If you go by his starts, technically it's 2-1.
Exactly.
But you know that's misleading.
I'm not, man. We're not doing that.
We knocked him out. But I'm saying.
No. He even had the minimum plays that have played a game.
We are anointing him Tom Brady and Joe Montana off of regular season stats? Is that what we're doing now? I thought Niners Nation was better than that. I thought it was all about championship.
Dante, could you explain what it is we're doing? Can you explain, Dante, what it is we're doing here to Kyle Draper as we look ahead?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Crickets.
We're forecasting greatness is where I'm going. We are forecasting greatness.
I'm just saying, don't put the cart before the horse. Let the man actually win an NFC championship game first. Let the man actually go to the Super Bowl first. Don't give me stats from garbage wins over Arizona, over
nobody
Seattle.
Nobody actually did that. Nobody did
over
that.
Over Seattle.
But I'll tell you what, honestly, in my opinion, yeah, Brock Purdy is Tom Brady. That's a little extreme, but it's less ridiculous than you comparing Brock Purdy to Jimmy Garoppolo. It is less ridiculous to compare Brock Purdy to Tom Brady than it is for you to compare Brock Purdy to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Looking at the numbers.
Uh-huh.
The numbers
you just said not to look at the numbers.
But the numbers back up my point.
You don't look at those numbers that back you up.
9 touchdown, 1 interception quarterback with Christian McCaffrey. That's all. Is that a fact? That's a fact. You may not have looked at it. I got those.
So wait,
right
Drapes. Drapes,
give
real
me that
quick.
Box score.
Yeah.
Give me that box score.
So
yeah.
Drapes, you're saying
he had a 110.5 QB rating.
We have to wait until Christian McCaffrey is not in the backfield with Brock Purdy for us to even speak on his career.
I think greatness is not measured by when everything's perfect. To me, you become elite. It's like in the NBA. You make your reputation in the postseason. Brock Purdy, to me, needs to make his reputation in the postseason. Brock
I agree
Purdy
with
needs,
that.
And I know Kyle Shanahan says he elevates guys.
In his first year, he won 2 playoff games. In his it was only a half a season.
But I'm saying when things aren't perfect, like
he
the reason why Patrick
perfect.
Mahomes is great is because they lose Tyreek Hill, and guess what? It didn't matter. He still led them to a Super Bowl. I need to see that. To the reason Tom Brady is great, look at some of those teams he won a Super Bowl with on the back end. Name some running backs Tom Brady won a Super Bowl with. Not the first couple. I'm talking about Super Bowl 4, 5, and 6. Tom Brady carried that Patriots team. As soon as Tom Brady left, bam, they went to the crapper. Tom Brady goes to Tampa Bay, and all of a sudden, they become Super Bowl champions. So don't tell me Brock Purdy is in the same vein as Tom. If I'm Tom Brady, that's disrespectful to me. We
How
need
many
to get Tom
that?
Brady on here. Because seriously, that's disrespectful.
He's gonna, I got to jump on there and defend myself. I can't believe what those guys are saying about me and Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy, I mean, his first half-season in the league, he wins 2 playoff games. And you act like that doesn't mean anything. That's incredible. His first half
more.
Season.
I'm saying I need more. Give me more. Dante says he's projecting greatness or whatever.
Yes, yeah. The forecasting.
Name. Forecasting
well,
greatness.
Forecasting greatness. Nope.
Yes, sir.
Damn. I hate Dante. The way he puts things,
I know.
It's hard for me to argue
I
back.
Know.
I wanted to jump at him, but I'm like, he's too nice. He's being too civil.
This he's very calm in the pocket.
Right,
he
is, man. I'm ready to.
I'm
here,
Brock Purdy.
I know.
Very calm in the pocket. Thing, I like where you're going.
Yeah.
I'm saying, Jay, he's going to probably win the MVP. He might even win the Super Bowl.
Oh, then he's got to be solidified.
That's still not in Brock Purdy. But that's still not in
Agreed.
Tom Brady's category,
Agreed.
As far as I'm
Agreed.
Concerned.
I'll say this, Drapes.
All those things.
No, I mean to cut you off, Drapes. I want to make sure this is clear. I have been on a lot of the side of what you've been saying. I think McCaffrey is the MVP, but I understand it's a quarterback position, so Purdy's going to be there. I believe they may even cancel each other out. I don't know. I agree with that. I also agree he's not Joe Montana. I also agree he's not Tom Brady. Let's look, we're in clickbait situations, and we're what have you done for me lately over the last, you know, year and a half. So I understand that. So a lot of times when I'm coming at you, it's on the fact of he's good. Brock Purdy is good. I don't know because we can't forecast 12 years down the road, 20 years down the road, what his career is going to look like. But I think what people are saying and I think why people are going over the top is because he's so disrespected by the naysayers of the fact of if this was – and like I said, the Joe Burrows, the Pat Mahomes, like all these guys have been anointed before they've done anything. Like Pat Mahomes was anointed before he did anything. Joe Burrow was the golden boy of the NFL before he did anything. Aaron Rodgers has won one Super Bowl, according to you, that one Super Bowl, according to you, all this, you know, all this regular season stats, they mean nothing because he gets smacked around in the playoffs, but he's anointed as a golden boy of the NFL. And I think that's why you continue to hear people, you know, say Tom Brady, Joe Montana. And of course, we just got to look for somebody to compare him. But I agree with what you're saying. He is not those guys yet. And that's why I asked you the question this week or last week. What is it going to take for him to do something? Like, what is it going to take? And then for him to get the love. That's all I'm asking from Drapes. Not anybody else. We're talking about the Drive guys, Kyle Draper. What is it going to take for you to give him his love? Because now you're saying, well, he may even win a Super Bowl and the MVP. Well, other quarterbacks would then, guess what? They get $100 million in Kia commercials and they'd be considered the golden boy of the NFL. Yep. Why not him?
I need him to lead me in a comeback game, in a big game. NFC Championship, Super Bowl, two-minute drive. Like, that's what separates the Tom Brady's, the Joe Montana's, the all-time greats that Brock Purdy is being compared. It's not regular season stats.
No, that doesn't happen as much as you think it does. If you look
trust me, I watch look at Tom Brady. Uh-huh. The whole narrative regarding Tom Brady is you don't want to leave time for him on the clock. That's not the narrative for Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's a front runner, and it's not a knock on him, but the Niners have played from ahead because the team has been so good, so much better than everybody else. And I think to be an elite quarterback, you have to – Patrick Mahomes, we saw it last year against the Philadelphia Eagles. You lead your team down. Sure, they benefited from some questionable calls on the final drive, yes, but you lead your – that's what I need. I don't want a final drive where he dumps it off to CMC for a two-yard catch and CMC runs 30 yards. That's I'm talking about the quarterback is the reason why you win the game.
I don't want you setting up my football field because you keep moving the goalposts. I can't.
What do you mean?
Well, it's all over the place.
I said that all season long. I said that at the beginning of the season real quick, Whitey.
Yeah.
No matter what he does during the regular season, it's not going to change my – I need to see it when it matters the most.
Mm-hmm. Because you're locked in. You're very stubborn. You're determined not to change your position on Brock Purdy. We will take a timeout. We'll come back to your calls at 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Also got to tackle the question, is the MVP going to be determined in this game on Christmas? Next with the Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports. Real quick, we'll get back to Brock Purdy in just a second. Brock Purdy and Zion Williamson are the two big topics today. We've got a meal top of the hour here. We're coming to you from the Golden One, but I just want to see if anybody saw this. I know I showed it to you, Drapes. Dwight Powell of the Mavericks is in concussion protocol because they're playing somewhere. I assume they're on the road, and he's going through the tunnel, and he's 6'10", and he's jumping through the tunnel.
He was happy.
Jumping
skipping,
and seeing
right?
people, you know, get ready to go out to onto the floor, and he hit his head. He hit his head on a beam going across the roof, and he hit it hard. And I'm glad he didn't break his neck or something.
Yeah, it reminds me, we had a guy in Boston, rest in peace. Oh, I forget his name. A big man played for Syracuse. I'll look it up. Did the same exact thing. Hit his head.
Akeem Wart?
Walking through a door. He wasn't skipping. What'd you say, Jay?
Akeem Wart?
No. This was he passed away a few years ago. Syracuse big man. Yeah, I'm going to look it up right here. And he was walking through a doorway, hit his head, concussion.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people say Kyle Draper belongs in concussion protocol over his Brock Purdy take. I don't know. That might be a little extreme, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
you know what? The Brock Purdy discussion brings out the extremist Fab Mello. Remember Fab Mello?
That was Mello.
The Syracuse guy.
Okay.
Yeah, Fab Mello, who passed away a few years ago. That happened to him, hitting his head in the doorstop.
It looked bad. Hopefully Dwight Powell will be back soon. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Jeremy wants to talk. Oh, sorry. We just lost. Yeah, we just lost.
Oh, man. 916-339-1140.
Sideline communications are down there.
If you want to weigh in on Brock Purdy, Sacramento. What did you say when we started our show? Anything goes today, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Bad Brock Purdy takes, bad Kings takes. We want them all, right? We'll take them all.
Right. Do you think that the MVP could be determined by what happens between the Ravens and the 49ers? Because, obviously.
I think so.
I do, too.
I think more so for Lamar Jackson, for instance. if he has a big game and they win, I think he can help his case mm-hmm. more than Brock Purdy can help his. Like, Lamar needs to get this done on Monday to be the MVP, in my opinion. And so it'll be interesting. Let me ask you this, too, as we continue this conversation. Does whoever has the best record when it's all said and done, does that person automatically get the MVP? Like, not forget about this week. Let's say the Niners win and they stumble against the Rams or something. I'm just saying. Yeah. If the Ravens have the better record, is it automatically going to Lamar? Or if the Niners have it, is it automatically going to Brock Purdy?
I don't think automatically. It depends what happens in this game and how it happens.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say the Ravens win and both quarterbacks are just kind of okay. I mean, that's hard to imagine. But I don't think it comes down to best record. But it might come down ultimately to who wins this
head
game.
Head-to-head, huh?
Yeah.
Best matchup.
Lamar Jackson, I mean, you know, the numbers are the numbers, but they're incredible. 66.3% of his passes completed, 3,100 yards, 17 touchdowns, and only 7 picks. And, you know, those are fine passing
numbers.
He has rushed for 741 yards on top of it.
Right, exactly. And
now there's a guy that doesn't get credit
as good as he is. 100%. And when you look at the two numbers, Brock has better passing numbers, more yards, that kind of thing. But you could argue you take Lamar off, that team is trash.
Mm-hmm.
You take Brock off the Niners, maybe they're not Super Bowl contenders, but they're still playoff contenders.
Wait, so do you think that comes into play when it comes to MVP? Is that what you're saying?
But that's the discussion we should have, right? Is it MVP of the league or MVP to your team? Or, you know what I mean? Like, who's more valuable to his team?
To me, why would you have an award for the best guy on a bad team? To me, MVP.
That's an age-old discussion.
But that doesn't make sense. How could anybody in the league, whatever league, be more valuable than the best player?
Well, here's the problem, though, because I also believe if we're talking MVP of the league, who's most valuable to the NFL, the league?
So I just think
and
you're
overthinking
it. And
that's not Brock Purdy. Yeah, but that's what we do on Sports Talk Radio. We overthink things and overanalyze things.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So what do you think?
I just think it's just
– is it the best player
rather
on the
than
best
calling
team?
It, the best player award would be – it's not a good name for it, so they call it the most valuable player. To me, that whole argument that, well, but is he more valuable to his team? Why would you get an award for being most valuable to your team? That doesn't make any sense.
But what is the MVP?
It's the best player. Who's the best player? The best player gets the award.
So they should rename it then. The best player award.
How could you be more valuable than the best player?
Because Patrick Mahomes is probably the most valuable player to the entire NFL. If you see what I'm saying, to the league.
You mean like
to
the Roger business
Goodell,
of the league?
Yes.
Okay,
that's
but that doesn't have anything to do with it.
No, but that's but the word is most valuable. Value
right.
talks about not who's the best player. Whose value is the best?
Yeah,
that's why there's a little gray area when we have this discussion. We've had it in the NBA before. We've had it like for instance, Michael Jordan could have won it every year. LeBron James, the most valuable player to the league,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't always win it, you know. And so I don't know. I think is Brock Purdy the best player in the league? Like, could you really say Brock Purdy is the best player in the league
this year? You could say he's having the best year.
Nah, there's this. If you did a fantasy, not in fantasy, if you redrafted every player in the NFL right now, Brock Purdy wouldn't even maybe be top 10.
Okay, but that's not the same as who's having the best season. Who's having the the best season of anybody?
What are we talking
in the league
here? What are we talking?
We're talking about who is the best player this year.
Is Brock Purdy the best player in the league? You said yes.
I said he's having the best season. So that's what the most valuable player is. Who was the best player that year? Who had the best season? That's why they have the award.
He's not even the best player on his team, though.
He's having
the
best year.
He's not. Look what CMC is doing. The level of disrespect from Niners fans for Christian McCaffrey. It's like you want a cape for Brock Purdy, but nobody ever mentions Christian McCaffrey as the MVP. If you mention Christian McCaffrey, then, but what about Brock? Do you see what
– We talk about CMC all the time. It's possible – I don't think they'll do it, but it's possible they'll have co-MVPs this year.
And it's possible.
Could be co-MVPs. Because of the bias towards quarterbacking, it's unlikely.
Yeah.
But it's certainly possible. And I don't know about you, but if I would feel like, yeah, all right, I get that. If they were co-MVPs, that would make sense.
No, I would 100% co-sign with that because I do think Christian McCaffrey, and maybe like he'll get Offensive Player of the Year or something like that. But the NFL is just messed up. When the offensive player of the year isn't the MVP. Like, think about it. Why wouldn't Brock Purdy be the offensive player of the year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like.
Well, the MVP is almost like the Cy Young Award in baseball.
Right.
It always goes to a pitcher.
Yeah, it's always reserved for this special group.
Right. Almost always.
Yeah. Whereas, but, you know, I don't know. Brock Purdy, I think, is going to get the MVP because it is a quarterback award.
Mm-hmm.
But CMC is my MVP.
Yeah. I get that.
That's all I say.
But, I mean, don't we still have to wait and see what happens?
Yeah.
There's still some pizza left in the box. And let's face it, the 49ers haven't clinched anything yet. And if by some twist of fate they don't end up with the one seed, I know they got the inside track. I think they will. But that would be huge. And, you know, if something happens where something goes sideways, they don't end up as the number one seed, that would, I think, remix everything
about,
in this
Niners?
Conversation. Yeah.
There's no way they don't get it, right?
There's a way.
Is it?
Yeah. The Rams,
bro, the Rams are balling right now.
The Rams are playing well. They got the Ravens.
Yeah. Aren't gimmies.
You got to win two to clinch it, two of the three.
You got to win two.
If your team cooperates and continues to, you know.
No, the Eagles will handle their business.
Yeah, go to the fetal position. Then the 49ers probably got to win a game or two. And they probably will. But, you know, it's football. We'll see. So all I'm saying is we got a lot of games left before we're deciding anybody is the MVP or not.
Okay, I give you that. I think are there only two people, though? Like, is Dak out of it? You know what I mean?
I think so.
So is it Lamar and Brock, right?
And CMC.
You think CMC is really?
But, you know, the odds include other guys. I don't know. But the way I look
at it. Like Josh Allen's in there.
I mean, if they're not even in the playoff picture right now. They would be outside looking in.
Yeah.
So if they rally and play great and he plays great, you know, maybe he is, you know, he has a lot more of the Q factor, the likability and pizzazz in Brock Purdy, right? You know, voters are like, Brock Purdy, whoa, did you see what Josh Allen did? Right?
Now, if Josh leads his squad back into the playoffs, I just feel like his start to the season, it's sort of like the Memphis Grizzlies. You got off to such a bad start, it's hard to really make, you know, come all the way back. Sure, you might make the play-in, but you're not going to be a top six. Same thing with Josh Allen. He might be a top five MVP camp, but I don't think he's catching.
I agree. And he shouldn't, you know, because let's not forget, he had something to do with their poor start.
Right.
It's not like he wasn't there.
Turning the ball.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Emil Fragoso, our 49er insider, is going to join us. We'll come right back with that. What does he think? Is there a chance that we'll have co-MVPs in the NFL this year, and they'll both be 49ers? Emil is next. Drive Guys rolling on from the Golden One Center here on Sactown Sports.